everybody, and welcome to Unscripted Violence with me, Stagger Lee, as your host. And today we're going to be talking about GCW's In Too Deep and Life Goes On. Now, In Too Deep took place on April 30th, and it was a really good pay-per-view. I really enjoyed it. It opened up with a 7-way scramble. I love the 7-way scramble events. This scramble in particular had Gringo Loco versus Shane Mercer versus the Drago Kid versus ASF versus Dante Leon, or Leon, sorry, versus Axton Ray versus Jimmy Lloyd. And I don't know anything about Axton Ray. This is apparently it's his GCW debut. From what I see, he's very athletic and very agile in the ring, and seems really good at what he does. Gringo and Shane, they both look great in this match. It ended up with Gringo landing like a botched spinning powerbomb, which is his signature, but it looked good enough to get him the win. So Gringo Loco went over on that event. The next match we had was Jordan Oliver versus Masha Slamovich, and this was a really great match. It starts off with the handshake. Oliver, to me, and I know he's even said that it's been told to him before, he kind of moves awkwardly in some of his moveset. Not saying that it's bad that what he's doing, it's just that it's a bit kind of over dramatized sometimes in his punches and things. I don't know, maybe something he needs to work out in his future matches. I don't know. I like I said, I know he's heard it before, but I just can't quite put my finger on it. But it is a great match. It has a good back and forth between the two. I'd love to see an intergender match involving Masha anytime. Masha hits a Japanese ocean cyclone suplex on the apron, and that just looked painful. But in the end, Jordan hits a move called the Orange Crush for the W on that one, and Jordan Oliver goes over on that match. Next, we have ACH versus Alex, the Sauce God Zane. Starts off with kind of a faster pace, and both are keeping up with each other very well. Zane always impresses me like no other with his in-ring skill. He's one of the more entertaining guys to watch in GCW. The longer the match goes on, the more impressed I become. And it ends up with Zane finally hitting a shooting star with knees driven into the back of ACH. Giving Alex the win there. Next, we have the Second Gear crew, Matthew Justice and Mance Warner, versus Bussy, Alley Catch, and Effie. AJ Gray's music plays, and he just walks into the ring. AJ tells Bussy they better find a partner, and out comes Grim Reefer, which was a nice surprise. So, if it's a trios match, I don't get it. Are the titles still on the line? I imagine not. It was a short match. It ended up with Grim getting a Doomsday clothesline for the 1-2-3 by Matthew Justice. Did not see the title change hands, so I imagine it was just for trios rules on that. Next, we have Biff Busick versus All Heart, Blake Christian. I look forward to seeing this match. The match quickly moved to the outside, and it is an even matchup between the two. Blake gets a run at Busick on the outside a couple of times and lands these running starts beautifully. He goes all the way around the ring, runs all the way around the ring, gets a running start to Busick, who's sitting in a chair in the crowd, and drop kicks him in one. It was just really good, and it's a great technical match between the two. It's good to see Busick wrestle solo. I was used to seeing him in NXT. I forget the name he wrestled under, but he was in a tag team in NXT, and during the course of the match as well, Busick grabbed a door, and Blake does this perfect suicide dive into the door as Biff was setting it up, knocked Biff back on that one. Christian does this curb stomp type of move where Busick is on all fours. He steps on the back of Biff and then sort of launches off of there and pulls it into a curb stomp type of move, and he gets the win on that. Blake gets on the mic and he thanks Biff for the match. Blake calls out several other big names. He calls out Alex Shelley, Kushida, John Moxley, and Johnny Gargano as well. So who knows who we'll see him teamed against in the future, but it will most likely be a great match if it involves Blake Christian. I'm a huge mark for Blake, and love seeing him and what he does. I was very happy to see him on AEW Dark a little while ago. Looked great on there too. Of course, he didn't go over, but you know, like I would have had him, but still looked great in the match. Next, we had Speedball Mike Bailey versus the Bad Boy Joey Janela. The match starts off with some good back and forth action between the two. Bailey suplexes Joey to the outside, and then while on the outside, he kicks Janela in the chest, and I counted it. He kicked him repeatedly with 26 kicks, and Joey, soon after that, throws Bailey into the ring post, gains a little bit of control there. Mike does, during the match, a beautiful moonsault off of the second rope to the outside onto Janela. Then also on the outside, Bailey does a standing moonsault onto Janela through a merch table, where the merch table broke in the middle. The wood broke out and the frame still stood. So he literally went through the table and the frame was still standing. It looked pretty awesome. Even on commentary, they couldn't stop talking about that one. But it's near fall after near fall. It makes the match really exciting. There is the Flamingo Driver by Mike Bailey, which looks beautiful, and he gets the win. It's a great match. The crowd seems to think so as well. They're all surrounding the mat, beating on it, onto the apron to show their approval. It was really excellent match. If you haven't had a chance to see it, go back. Get this. I guess we call them events. I don't really consider it a pay-per-view since most GCW events are paid for, but it's only like $9, and it's worth it just to see that match alone. Out walks this the Charles Mason guy who we met last time we spoke. They call him the root of all evil. He starts off by intimidating MLJ in the corner and taking the mic from him. He basically insults the crowd and wrestlers in the back. And it's honestly, it seemed like kind of a weak little promo. He started talking about Nate Webb in the process. Then Webb comes out and tries to take Mason down, but Charles ends up in the process raking his eyes and then choking him out with his belt and leaving through the crowd. Mason was trying to do this weird psychosexual thing of what turns him on is choking the life out of poor people and things like that. It was kind of disgusting, honestly. But that was the end of that segment. Next, we had a TOS qualifier match. Which was Hoodfoot versus Akira, and both of these gentlemen really impress me anytime I see them in a deathmatch. They're great, Akira being the deathmatch samurai, and Hoodfoot just being badass. And they start off with a bunch of chops, then the chops turn into using gusset plates to chop each other with, and they both start bleeding instantly with those and getting great cover there. Akira attempts a moonsault to the outside and misses Hoodfoot, clipping the corner of a barbed wire board that was set up as well. Hoodfoot introduces a weed whacker into the match, and after a few attempts gets Akira, who then takes control of the weed whacker and gets Hoodfoot with it in the back and in the chest. It just looked nasty every time these guys hit each other with this. Like I said, it was a real bloody match. A lot of fun there. Hoodfoot hits Akira with a chain, knocking him out and getting the win there. Tournament of survival qualifying match we have is Slade versus Sawyer Wreck. This was an awesome match for how short it went. Sawyer started the match with a barrage of light tubes and gusset plates, and this match is very entertaining. Like I said, in the end stages of the match, Sawyer dumped about 20 or 30 light tubes on the middle of the mat, just a whole box full of light tubes, and chokeslammed Slade into them. But very quickly, Slade puts a sleeper onto Wreck and gets the submission for the win. I was really hoping for, and the crowd was also hoping for, Wreck, that Sawyer would go over on this, but it was a good match when all was said and done anyway. I even got my girlfriend to watch this one. She doesn't like the death matches very much at all, but I think this one kept her entertained, if I must be honest. It was a very entertaining match. Next, we have a ultra-violent championship death match. So this is three death matches in a row. I was really happy to see this. We have the ultra-violent champion, which is John Wayne Murdoch, the Duke, versus my man, Cole Radrick, the King of Wreckshit Mountain, and also known as the Wild Heart. And this match was a great end, and it had a great bloody start to it. This was the best match of the night so far in my eyes. Lots of color, tons of great spots on it. Radrick hit a swanton off of a ladder that was actually ratchet strapped in the corner for balance. So he went up almost into the chandelier. Once again, the chandelier got the chandelier chant that started a few months ago. He gets on top of the ladder, goes through a door onto Murdoch. Murdoch then hit a twisting brain buster suplex kind of move. That's the best way I could describe it. Off of the top rope, onto a chair, onto Cole, and gets the W on that. This was an excellent, excellent match. Match of the night, as far as I'm concerned. Murdoch then gets on the mic, and he starts talking about how he could give up his spot to someone and anyone. And he goes over to Radrick, says, "Welcome to TOS," shakes his hand, and getting a real good pop there. And Radrick did deserve this. And it's such a great thing for Murdoch to do in that moment. Murdoch says that June 5th at Cage of Survival, it'll be him and Cologne, and goes into that just briefly, and that is the end of In Too Deep. Great pay-per-view. I would rate it about 4 chair shots. It was enough to keep my interest from start to finish. 3 death matches in a row that were all great in their own right. And my wrestler of the night is Cole Radrick. Once again, he has been my wrestler of the night several times before, and there's a reason for that. Cole just keeps raising the bar for himself, especially in the death matches lately. He's been really making a name for himself there, and I really want to see him go far in this tournament of survival. I can't wait to see him in that competing. Okay, and then the next night we go on to cover GCW Life Goes On, taking place on May 1st. Our first match, we have Alex Price versus ASF, Antonio San Francisco. ASF are doing a great back and forth style of match in this. Price actually replaced Tony Deppen on the card. Price is showing to be a great replacement and does some great heel work as well. But I always like watching Tony Deppen because he's one of my favorites as well. I think it was travel issues or something like that was the reason. If it was something health related, hope Deppen gets better quick. I also saw Deppen on Dark, which was a great surprise too. And he did great work on Dark as well. Alec pulls off some great moves. ASF does a butterfly pile driver and gets the W on that one, going over on Alec Price. Great match. The next, we have the Sauce God, Alex Zane, versus Dante Leon. Both men are keeping up with each other very well in this match. Dante does a jumping bounce on the top rope into a cutter that looked just amazing. Dante then set up 3 chairs. These were the hard chairs, not the folding chairs. So they're the ones with the little bit of padding on the tops. But one was sticking legs straight up in the air, and then shoots another one across in a way that it could potentially impale a person. Then he does a rolling dive with Zane laying across the chair legs. Leon misses, and it causes he misses because Zayn moved and then lands back first into the chairs where those legs were. I don't know how he didn't get killed, but then Zayn gets in the ring and he works on the back a little, taking control of the match. Leon starts to turn it around for himself, but in the end, it turns out to be Zayn that goes over on that one, getting the W. And next, we have the GCW World Tag Team Championship, in which it's Akira and John Wayne Murdoch teaming up versus Bussy, which is Effie and Allie Catch. It starts off with a relatively slow pace, but soon turns into a match that is filled with light tubes and fights into the crowd. And it's Akira and John Ray Murdoch turning it into a death match, basically, which I didn't have any problems with. Murdoch really carves up Allie with the broken light tubes, and then Effie DVDs Akira through a door. In the course of the match, Allie has Murdoch on her shoulders, then Effie comes off the top rope with the Sack Rider through a door. It looks dangerous and great at the same time, but the pin attempt was broken up. Allie then hits a pile driver onto Akira and gets the 1-2-3 for the win, while Effie and Murdoch are viciously brawling, and they keep brawling all the way to the back. Great match. I loved it. The next we have a fucking death match, and it's another tournament of survival qualifier, in which it's Jimmy Lloyd versus the Iron Demon Shane Mercer. The match starts off with Jimmy Lloyd hitting light tubes onto Shane, and it goes at a fast pace from there. There is a weed whacker in this one in the ring. Mercer tries to use it, however, Jimmy takes it away from him, and he gets Mercer with it on the arm and then on the chest. And during that, Shane no-sells it and proceeds to do a version of a pop-up power slam, tossing Lloyd like a rag doll. Makes it look easy. Mercer's strength is just unreal, I'll tell you that much. Jimmy hit 3 unprotected chair shots to the head of Shane. This guy is just an animal. And they actually used a version of a chained mace in this match, which just broke apart. I hope they never use that one again. It didn't look too good. But Shane pulled off his move, which is a moonsault and battery, in which he does a moonsault with Jimmy Lloyd in his arms. And it's amazing. He had 2 chairs and a barbed wire filled board, looking like it looks like that he was supposed to go through it. He overshot it and completed the move over the board, which shows his massive strength. And it looked even more brutal than it was going to, I guess, to me, because he actually went over the board. And Shane Mercer gets the win and qualifies for TOS. Next, we have a scramble match for the GCW Extreme Championship, in which we have Marcus Mathers versus Axton Rae versus Drago Kid versus Gringo Loco versus Cole Radrick versus the champ AJ Gray. And all participants, they jump out of the ring. They leave it to Radrick and Gray to do battle. Radrick is covered with wounds from the match I previously described before. Drago and Gringo are both looking good in this match. Drago is small, but he is a lot of fun to watch. And so much goes on in these scramble matches, it's really hard to note all the action that goes on. Basically, ended with AJ Gray doing an avalanche leg drop from the top onto Mathers, and he gets the win on that. Next, MLJ announces that it's time for generations to collide, and indeed it is. We have the young competitors of Nick Wayne and Jordan Oliver teaming up to face SAT, Jose, and Joel Maximo. We've actually had them being interviewed by Joe on, I forget which episode it was. It was at the end of one of the episodes. We have it labeled, though. You can go look back and listen to that. They're really a great and really nice couple of guys and very knowledgeable, of course. They have, 30 years of being a tag team together, and it shows. They click beautifully. Nick and Jordan, they show respect to SAT straight off by shaking hands. And then SAT starts off with a very quick attack. These two teams together are very fun to watch. Both teams keep up with each other too very well. It ends up with a double Spanish fly by the SAT for the win, and it was a great match to watch. Next, we have the Russian Dynamite Masha Slamovich versus the Bad Boy Joey Janela. Sorry about that. I had a little technicality here happen during Unscripted Violence, which happens a lot. But what were we talking about? We were talking about Masha Slamovich versus Joey Janela. They start off just trading forearms in the face. Then it turns to slaps. Masha looks great in this match, by the way. And Janela always looks great as well. He does. Slamovich hits Janela with a very wicked chair shot. Joey does a pose. He yells. He looks like he's no selling, but then just drops. It was a really fun spot and funny to watch, and done very well. Joey hits a running release power bomb onto a chair in the corner, then does a Gotch style pile driver and attempts a pin, but Masha kicks out. And this is, like I said, a great match with lots of awesome spots in it. Masha has a flurry of strikes on Janela, including a spinning back fist. But Joey hit a super kick and gets the pinfall for the win. Janela gets on the mic and he says that Slamovich is one tough bitch. He thanks her for the fight and then he tells her to get the fuck out of his ring. He then talks how the night before it was the last night of his contract with AEW, and he says he's not going to shoot on the company. And he learned so much from the GCW locker room as a result. He says, okay, I'll shoot on him a little bit. He talks about all the dream matches he had in AEW for the first 6 months or so. And his heart just was not into AEW. He said his heart was in GCW. And he said, the flowers are blooming. And they belong to Joey fucking Janela, and tells the crowd, fuck you, and leaves. It was a really great promo, I thought, and I love hearing how Janela loves GCW, because I love GCW as well. Next, we have Nick Gage. He gets on commentary. It's going to be another death match. Qualifying match for the TOS. It is Matt Tremont versus Brandon Kirk. Tremont comes out to a different song than he normally comes out to. I don't remember what his other song is, but he came out to No More Tears by Ozzy, which was great. They both have gusset plates in their heads and are headbutting each other until the gussets fall off, but they continue to exchange headbutts even through that. Brandon busts a light tube in Tremont's mouth. These kind of spots are going throughout the match. Both of these guys are doing great in this match. Tremont gets a branding iron, which I think is great and kind of reminds me a bit about Terry Funk and his dealings with the branding iron. But Tremont gets the branding iron. Kurt hits a cutter and then uses the iron onto Tremont. There are tons of light tubes that get used as well. Tremont in the end hits two Death Valley drivers and gets the win in that. Closing out Life Goes On for GCW. And I would rate this this particular show a 3.75 chair shot show. And I would say that the star of the night would have to have been Masha Slamovich. I think she's a great competitor. She always seems to do great work, and that match with her and Joey was just phenomenal tonight, and probably the best one of the night in my eyes. But that is your results for the GCW. Sorry about the lateness of it. It took me a little while. Both shows were about three and a half hours long, so that's what I go up against, and with note-taking, it takes a bit longer than that. But I really appreciate you guys listening in, especially on these GCW casts. It really means a lot to me. Check me out on Twitter. It's StaggerLee777 on Twitter. Check out the group, Unscripted Violence Pro Wrestling Talk group. If you're not a member of it, I can please join. Make sure you like this podcast. Give it 5 stars if you can, or as many stars as you feel we deserve. It just helps us get out there more when people are looking up Pro Wrestling Talk podcast. Ours will pop up as well. Also, if you go onto the group, there is a link to buy an Unscripted Violence t-shirt, and you can support the podcast that way. If you do have any means to support the podcast, I mean, donating $5 or $10, it would be much appreciated. A lot of these events are, they do come out of my own pocket, and I do it for your guys' entertainment. So, I mean, any support is great support. If you see the link online on Facebook, do me a favor and share that with as many people as you can. It's really appreciated, and it helps us out a lot. But guys, thank you for listening to me. This is Stagger Lee signing off.